She's a diehard Hawkeye fan.
But she keeps moving closer and closer to Ames.
The pride of Elkhart.
Mal the sports gal.
With Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star Winner 2.5.
Hey, Mal, good morning.
Good morning, peeps.
How you doing?
Oh, getting ready for the snow, which I can't stand. And You know my thing. I want to make T-shirts that says "Snuck Foe."
I'll buy one.
Yeah, how has that not been done?
I'll buy one right now.
I'm actually surprised.
Now someone's going to steal it.
Yeah,
I'm on the air. They're just going to run and patent my idea. But yeah, I would love to have that on koozies, hats, mittens, and bumper stickers.
Okay, all right. So Mal, not only on all the social media channels, but Etsy too. Now, is that right?
Oh no, that just sounds like a little prissy for me.
Well, it's our second to last NFL weekend of the year, Mal. Talking about the championship games, let's first talk about the AFC championship. Of course, a lot of happy Chiefs fans around here, and they'll host the Patriots on Sunday.
Well, before I say anything, I just wanted to give a little shout out to a kid named Cubs and his brother Hayden, who listened to my segment. And Cubs is actually named after Walter Payton, I guess, but his nickname's Cubs, and they make predictions too. So I just want to say hi to him.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh,
that's
very nice.
Hello, fellas. Cubs and Hayden, right?
Yep. Cubs and Hayden. Hayden is a Seahawks fan, and Cubs likes Khalil Mack, so we know he's a Bears fan.
He's a good man.
Now, are their picks more accurate?
They picked the same as me last week when I was 3-1.
Mal, I would like to point out that we were 3-1.
Oh, geez.
Oh, that's true. All of a sudden, my confidence has been saturated by a Googling lady that doesn't care.
It has a nice ring to it.
That's Colleen's T-shirt.
I guess I better talk about this Chiefs game.
Yeah.
And the news twist on this game is the weather, which I've heard you guys talk about this week.
Yeah, it's going to be cold.
And, oh, I hate cold so much. I mean, even if it's the Bears, I don't think I could do it. But, you know, if you're going to the game, props to you. The Chiefs and the Patriots had some very definitive victories last week, and the Patriots did what the Patriots do. I just looked, I'm like, there they go. Why do I ever pick against them?
Mm-hmm.
You know, then when anyway, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't, but that I just watched them in amazement. Tom Brady's just unbelievable, and yuck. But, a lot of Brady fans, I'm sure, out there. Not, but I respect him very much, though. He's just unbelievable, and I he's put a new twist on this game for me too. The cold weather is the difference. Patrick Mahomes last week, him and Travis Kelce connected a lot last week, and I expect to see a lot of that going on this Sunday as well. Because when it's cold, you might see the run more, which to me would probably benefit the Patriots. Damian Williams did get going for the Chiefs, so that's good. But I just the whole X factor for this entire game for me is the Chiefs' defense. They just sucked all year. They didn't look that good. Mahomes always picked up the slack, but that defense looked so good last week. I was totally impressed.
Mm-hmm. I was stunned to see the point differential between how their defense plays at home versus on the road.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know what that is. What was the difference on that?
It's like double.
Yeah.
They give up double the amount of points on the road.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, Arrowhead is definitely a comfy place for the Chiefs and not comfy for anybody else. That place is always rocking. And I think that Mahomes, this cold weather, we got two teams that are used to the cold weather, so we don't have like a warm team coming in, anything like that. Brady has more experience in the cold weather. Mahomes is Mahomes. I think that the Patriots are preparing very well for this game against the defense to try to expose them. I think that they're going to be very well prepared, but I don't think you can prepare for Patrick Mahomes. I just don't think you can. I went back and forth. Even this morning in the shower again, I've changed my mind 100 times. My gut kept telling me the Patriots, but I can't ignore the fact that Mahomes makes a difference. He'll figure out a way to get this done. I really believe it. And I think that the Chiefs are going to win this game 30-24. And I did think it would be higher if the weather was nicer, so I knocked it down a little bit. So
okay.
I'm picking
right.
The Chiefs by 6.
And then quickly, the NFC Championship game, Rams and Saints. How do you see that one?
I think this is going to be a great game. And again, I think defense is going to be key here, too. Jared Goff, the Rams quarterback, has been he's been exposed to somebody that can't handle the pressure that well. And if the Saints can bring it and pressure him, I see them struggling a bit. Just watch the Bears game film when they just made him look like an idiot.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, they did. Yeah.
But their running game, they have Todd Gurley, who's been a little bit banged up, and now they brought in C.J. Anderson. I, honest to God, didn't know that was him.
No, I thought it was, it'll be a throwback to Bears. I thought it was William the Refrigerator Perry.
And I can see why you would think that. What happened to him? It's like,
I don't know.
It's like he swallowed Todd Gurley, and they're working together to bring this running element to the Rams. I don't know. But the Saints, I love the Saints. Michael Thomas is just unstoppable. If they can't stop him, I don't know, but the Saints have the home field advantage. They beat them in the regular season. It is hard to beat a team twice, but I do think the Saints will figure it out. I think that Sean Payton, their coach, has been gambling a bit, and it's been paying off. So I am taking the Saints in a close one. I think it's going to be a fun, fun game. I think the Saints are going to win 37-35.
Okay, all right. So there you go. The Mal says it'll be the Chiefs and the Saints in the Super Bowl.
What does Colleen say, though?
I'm fine with either the Saints or LA, as long as one of them makes it.
Yeah, because she's LA. Got both in the pool.
I've got both in the pool. Now it's whether or not one of them can come out overall champs. And then, if your prediction is right, I hate to go against all the local Chiefs fans here. That's not going to be popular on my part. I understand.
You don't care. Stop. It's about your money.
You don't care. You don't care. Do you feel bad that you play the Powerball because you might be beating other fellow Iowans? No. You buy 7,000 tickets.
That is correct.
Take the money.
All right, Mal. You have a great weekend. Thank you. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, you too. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
What a Central Iowa morning sounds like. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
On Star 102.5.